You have now entered the Mixtape Addict Show, broadcasting every day with the French Connect, DJ King Flo.
Yo, this your boy Big Daddy Kane with a message to all my mixtape addicts. This is it, baby. Get your fix from DJ King Flo.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's your boy DA to the Z, Daz Dillinger from the legendary Dog Pound. And you're in the mix right now with DJ King Flo, a.k.a. Mr. Mixtape Addict from France.
Hey yo, it's Talib Kweli, you checking out the Mixtape Addict. Word is Bond, rocking with DJ King Flo.
Yo, what up, this your homeboy Ace Hood, rocking with DJ King Flo. You know we got that crazy flow over here, you heard? King Flo, let's make a move.
Yo, check this out, man. It's your boy Crazy Bone. And whenever I'm over in France kicking it, you know what I'm saying, doing my thug thing, I'm with the homie DJ King Flo, man. We're keeping it real, baby, down in France, Orleans. Y'all know how we do.
Mixtape Addict.
Yeah, I'm waking up the body talk, stunt scrap right where his earth stay. Since Sunday missing, find him deformed Thursday. If you could back up truth, or was your worst way? Sometimes it feel like my only way is the worst way. Tracking my thinking and back, the Maddox ringing. What's more dangerous than men living without a meaning? I see and they getting older, flame dimming just slower. Driving without a mold, I see it, it's close to over. Those type of judge anyone in they zone. Anybody. We point people flaws to avoid facing they own. We grown. Your homies did a dive, done with the system. Lost their best years, but it's a lesson you missing. Let me provide it. You was free your own pilot, but still in the same spot you was when they got indicted. The faults and the flaws of foolishly living. I done seen niggas die still with oxygen in them. So yo, just put your lighters up, boy. Go ahead and light it up. Tilt, recline your cup. For the dead flames, the dead flames. Show y'all, show y'all.
Gotta be honest, gotta be. I'm with Big L. Y'all remember
DJ King
said,
Flo.
Right? No, I said.
Mixtape.
Niggas feel what I'm saying, cause it come from the source. How I feel toward the other side, fuck them of course. Be clear, understand me and listen. It's nothing in me that'll care if you living. Keep fronting in your face, I'ma stab. Till I see like half of it ripping. Step back, stare at you just to capture the feeling. Always let them think that you wouldn't. Oh, you known in the street? What the fuck that got to do with a bullet? I fear me. Dread the day my pain pour in the street. Fuck revolvers, where the matter? Give me more to release. Know my style, they ain't dead, hit an organ at least. And back to the hustle, cause niggas got a fortune to reach. When you believe in you more than they want you to, you arrogant, your opinion is yours. Fuck you thought, we sharing it. The hate, a hater gon' find a way. But I got time today. Fuck y'all's what I'm trying to say, by the way.
That shit lame, yo. My shit's rain on.
Nice looking vocals.
Nostalgia, nostalgia.
Hey, yo, 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 yo.
Everything's gonna be alright, baby.
Mixtape Addict.
Hey, yo. My students ask me why I speak in parables. I reply, cause your intelligence and that of these idiots incomparable. The knowledge and wisdom remain shareable. For those who reject it, the outcome is bound to be terrible. That nice looking vocals.
Nostalgia, nostalgia.
Hey, yo, 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 yo. Everything's gonna be alright, baby. Hey, yo. Nice looking vocals. Nice looking vocals. Nice looking vocals.
Nostalgia.
Hey, yo, 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 yo. Nice looking vocals.
Nostalgia.
Hey, yo, 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 yo.
DJ King Flo.
Everything's gonna be alright, baby. My students ask me why I speak in parables. I reply, cause your intelligence and that of these idiots incomparable. The knowledge and wisdom remain shareable. For those who reject it, the outcome is bound to be terrible. Adding on, God is not religious. The best lesson is clocking digits and keeping your word when you talking business. Funny nigga, bear partial witness. And facing a strong resistance, I'm suggesting you keeping the proper distance. The wicked flee when no man pursue men's or moose or minutes. The money counts up, both hands are blue, yo. And your coke cans will brew a coke gram or two. Gotta get it right the first time after whipping, and most can't but do. Dancing with the wolves, pumping on Jan Thunderwolf. Front on the teacher, you can't come to school. You wouldn't know what to do when you sitting on Grand Thumper Road. Started to profit at random, then I grew mommy Ben. I give us a better view, y'all. I'm getting cheddar too. Whoa, 23 ally, always incredible.
Yo, my ninja be brave. World won't walk on what you pave. I die happy knowing I ain't take more than I gave. Some made it out, some made it into a grave. Shit, all I did was turn my pain to a wave.
You made it.
I made it out of my blender. A few made excuses, emotional with a temper. Sad to let me consider changing your gender, yo. We gon' make it, they made it, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Grass, man. Gotta King listen Flo. For the movements. Train the ear. I can tell the danger's near. I can tell you acting from a place of fear. Cry me a river, started raining tears. I cooked that fire off the basic gear, the flames of fear. I seen a fucking star praying that his veins appear. Check the stats, we dominating if you trace the years. To make it clear, that razor sharp shit, it can shave a deer. Slice off the moose head, slap it on a case of beer.
Right there.
Keep the pressure on, increase the force, breach the door. Meet the morgue, they sneak this and fight in secret wars.
I see him.
Sun Tzu, I like the room up with the reaper's torch. Mad chemists eat the form through the speaker cords.
Oh, yeah.
Make the blood spill, signature painters. At the airport bar with some Switzerland bankers.
How much?
Peace my dude Mac and all the Michigan players.
My dog.
Got across the border in the shipping containers. There's been a lot of time wasted, still a lot of days left. You gotta order more if you wanna pay less. Double team, full court, stop the main threat. Moonshine chemist, I'm the modern day chef. Been a lot of time wasted, hey, yo, still baby. A lot of days left. You it's gotta order more if you wanna pay less. Double team, full court, stop the main threat. Moonshine chemist, I'm the modern day chef.
DJ King Flo,
gotta bring it back. Tell me I should listen to the young boys. They got the game figured out. Bitch, I was raised in the crack era. So why should I listen now? Why should I listen now? Why should I listen now? I was raised in the crack era. Why should I listen now?
Line up. Class in session, my past aggression. It messing with my perception, that's just half the lesson. I'm a veteran, no ketamine, just crack smoke. My nigga on the back spokes, Glock in his black coat. No hope, just willpower and ill hours. How long she suck on this nerd is still sour. Before power, I was ghosting bitches, no white boy. She wanna fuck, I wanna juke something, the right boy. Mom said that's a nice boy, not knowing the truth. Now we fucked her in the alley while we call her a oop. Chicken soup for the crackhead mom soul. Going to Pongo, man up. How much could your arms hold? Fold on Nostra Nav, that day's your last. Like a skinny white bitch, shit ain't never been asked.
Mixtape addict.
Question never been asked. Yeah. Just point me in the path, cause you know I'm a spaz. Bang.
They tell me I should listen to the young boys. They got the game figured out.
They got it.
Bitch, I was raised in the crack era.
Crack era.
So why should I listen now? Why should I listen now? Why should I listen now?
Off the coast conscious, no sponsors. Both my hands got the long nose, both monsters. Coke grinds with the mic, I'm the goat. Brown shit, avalanches and waterfalls. We throw a con, I shoot the scope off the coast conscious, no sponsors. Both my hands got the long nose, both monsters. I shoot the scope off the coast conscious, no sponsors. I shoot the scope off the coast conscious, no sponsors. I shoot the scope off the coast conscious, no sponsors. I shoot the scope off the coast conscious, no sponsors. I shoot the scope off the coast conscious, no sponsors. Both my hands got the long nose, both monsters. Coke grinds with the mic, I'm the goat. Brown shit, avalanches and waterfalls. We throw it constant.
Mixtape addict.
Right now I'm speaking divine shit. Snitches caught in the hood, get the cut up process. Raw flows, but the smoke blows over lobsters. Fake thug, get a case lock from a mobster. See my first brick, probably round the time your daughter sucked her first dick. But still I hold machine, Federico Green, Calico and Jaw, case a motherfucker sing, I will get that shit. Had to hustle hard so I can lit that shit. Coke come in the belly of the plane, yeah we lit that shit. And yeah, we die for this metropolis. They fix the cops and shit to watch and pop they clips. When I was lit, came up with 5%. We young philosophers, the processes, the youth, the profit shit. Guns is thermometers. These niggas on drugs, or they mama is. Bitches hiding coke, the feds come and give you sonogram. I promise, fam.
Organized chaos, how we put points all on the board through the playoffs. Olympic powerlifters from the trenches, way we get this weight off. Somewhere between Chopper Burner and Ernie Madoff. Convincing pretty little white bitches to walk a blade and get these days off. Most niggas where I'm from end up broke, dumb, and lame. So I read books to get smart and rich. The biggest is my name. I bring the thunder, you can't stop the rain. Close the casket, lower the body, can't bury the pain. You could lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Show the math on all your thoughts, but you can't make him think. Just cause you show him the bigger picture ain't gonna make niggas paint. And Ebony raised me right, somehow her son ain't no saint. I'm saying, this shit be wicked, how this shit be getting. Got me twisted, wasting time and opportunity like tomorrow's gifted or granted. I know mad niggas who ain't make it, no matter how good they planned it. Life will sit your ass down if you can't stand it. Leave that street shit alone like a dastardly bastard. Abandoned. Leave your ass mad and bruised, buddy, and damaged.
If you scared, go to church. If you scared,
and then you get pissed out, right? That's when niggas get pissed out. After they done the streets, they go to the church.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape
Addict. Set it. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick tight click and went all out. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick dick tight click.
I dig graves and raise the undead crazed. I locked myself in the studio for multiple days. People listen cause I'm hitting beats peculiar ways. Press play on the boombox, sit back and decay. For the grind, not here for the checks. So my passion is authentic, big cats will get wrecked. The Looney Tunes anvil you didn't expect. Dropping from the fourth story down onto your neck. Now you're in the lair, filled drunk, fucking wrecked. There's no absolute way you'll gain back the respect. Jux flux the rhyme, leave the speaker knocked. Helter skelter in your mind, rock your frame. Michelangelo to shell shock some lame. Say my name three times, manifesting out the game. My rhyme shift riffs to dimensional planes. And drop your ass back off near the train it displays. It's looking bleak.
Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick big tight click and went all out.
No amateur night, no Apollo, just Rocky. Big robbery hit his lock because they done this shit sloppy. Everything recorded everywhere is pigs watching everybody. I be no blenders but big bodies. Shit is like walking through a gauntlet. Landmines in your man's line, it be your bullshit. A landmine in your man blind, like he ain't saw shit. 4/5, 6 saw shit, turn the saw 6. Game of death in this song, bitch. You don't wanna walk this shit. I had you lost, but it's lit. It ain't no GPS, but you can use the force if you listen. We red eye nights, all my star warriors winning. Stay dangerous, strangers to take aim at you. I dust them, send them up to the angels, I make angel dust. Great haters, the frames that you stay away from them. Lame as fuck, I can't make this shit up, but I can flame them up.
Figured out I went the wrong route.
It's really wicked what money do. When you can see what the money do.
DJ King Flow.
He got a skirt in the purse and he gossip a lot. That's the same shit that the honeys do. Maybe it's not, maybe it's different. Maybe I'm bugging, maybe I'm tripping. Thought I was 30, maybe I'm slipping. But back then, you did the selling, not the sniffing. It's really wicked what money do. When you can see what the money do. It's really wicked what money do. When you can see what the money do. It's really wicked what money do. It's really wicked what money do. It's really wicked what money do. When you can see what the money do. It's really wicked what money do. When you can see what the money do.
DJ King Flow.
He got a skirt in the purse and he gossip a lot. That's the same shit that the honeys do.
Mixtape
addict. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's different.
Maybe it's different.
Maybe I'm bugging. Maybe I'm tripping. Thought I was sturdy. Maybe I'm slipping. But back then you did the selling, not the sniffing.
You did the selling.
Something wrong up in the kitchen. Nowadays they doing both. My generation four, we needed to keep some close. But you see, you can't see when you pushing the beat and the money came from a key. The blind and the deaf and the dumb can't guide you. You get to it, become a hallway idol. I know I got PTSD. Talking to myself, take it easy, SP. Praying to the Lord, can you please protect me? Don't let the fuckboy shoot me or the D's arrest me. Yeah. Now that's a hustler's prayer, gotta say that. Then you should get the fuck out of there.
Fuck out of there.
You think the streets is lit? Nah, nigga, the beach is lit. Foreign whip, nice watch, Easter fit. You at the table, know who you feasting with.
Hey.
Bad vibe, give you a stomachache. Never stay in a place if you can't put your gun away.
Never.
Married to the streets, but I'm letting the brides run away.
Let 'em run away.
I could tell you why. Cause I could tell you how. Your man'll tell your girl a slide. You just got the game twisted like curly fries. The streets will turn you to fast food. You a monkey playing with baboons. Niggas told you that cash rules. School of hard knocks. You was playing the room.
DJ King Flow.
We ready for y'all. We too incredibly raw.
Mixtape addict.
Watch yourself.
We ready for y'all. We too incredibly raw.
Show some respect.
We ready for y'all. We too incredibly raw.
Bring it to your face and tell you to prove me.
We ready for y'all. Ready for y'all.
You can become a sucker when you're living secure. Too relaxed takes your edge off course to open laws. Stay above 50 on the radio set. Raw, sharp, and immediate, but hard to detect. But you're living what I can't respect in good conscience. Lacking any will to get wise, but know the nonsense. You're more than happy to head to a bad place. But it's hell when you demonstrate it. For me and many with the focus and will to serve skills. Hard, dedicated, like we practicing drills. Understand you the cause of the spaz, but no chill. I got ill will that's built for you kill the landfill. No games to face in the mood to rock him. Blessing lessons to learn that'll stiffen the dumb grin. And the bugger you behave in. Fast rigor mortis like. For not rapping with tight form that's cobra like.
We ready for y'all. We too incredibly raw.
Watch yourself.
We ready for y'all. We too incredibly raw. We ready for y'all. We too incredibly raw.
Bring it to your face and tell you.
Step into life's trouble. Pull capers for the papers and witness my stock double. The
pie is a crumble.
Straight back with the gift in me. I use the force, of course, it's just a sift in me. Dark mode, beta light. Dark road, haters might feel the pressure of the beat break on them gator bite. Hit the system and get them like raw venom. Perpetuate paralysis, tapping the spine in the mist. All twisted when spitting in life's metaphor. Game shifted for those that been forever raw. Cheddar sores when the law is of nevermore. Before I rep this apple, I'ma rep the dirty core. Magnificent Dodger that's on a mission. Under a black moon and an ace in juice position. Crew makes moves, a Demi in guard position. Hands reign supreme, extreme and true religion.
Let's go. Some come, some go. Some fast, some slow. Some shine, some glow. Some snort, some blow. Some stay, some leave. Some die, some bleed. Got one under the gun sleeve.
Back at it, track addict on his bullshit. I might pack it, craftmatic with the long shit. Cute, no, it folds when the stock flips. The man, a light curve clip might clear the whole strip. Case gutter, block stutter when I'm getting it. Cause I'm a lane cutter, hit a stutter when I'm spitting shit. Get low, get dough till I double cream. Cakes on the landscape, newest super on the scene. Brink struck back up, method is the double cream. Ghost Ray Donna on the ass, yelling ice cream. My pen has been soaking in pure adrenaline. I'm Brooklyn as it's getting while tipping in Jan Timberland. Stay packing and stacking from here to Staten. Everything I'm popping is cracking, homie, what happened? You don't want war, we need hammers on core. And let rounds of 4-4 knock on bedroom doors.
Listen, some come, some go. Some fast, some slow. Some shine, some glow. Some snort, some blow.
Stop counting my pockets.
Yeah, man. So I'm DJ hanging out King with this little Flo. Chicken head, right? She started telling me about how much money I got.
Mixtape
about
at
this
it.
Deal and that deal, you know. All up in mind.
Yeah.
I ain't got time. I'm a $100 million nigga. With this gin and juice, play another 8 figures. You can add it up till you get mad enough. Swing, swing, bat it up, nigga, I ain't had enough. I'm on it, doggone it. Death Row Records, yeah, nigga, I own it. I got grip to get, cause what you eat don't make me shit. It's crazy, man. Why you in mine? I mean, we got everything moving now. Death Row Games, Death Row Pictures, Death Row Cannabis.
Bitch, stop down my pocket.
Yeah, it's a Death Row takeover. Yeah. Quit watching mine.
Bitch, stop down my pocket.
You went to McDonald's and found a finger in your fries. It's all the same to me, I laugh, we cry. Farting on your pillow, giving her pink eye. No one's gonna save you, no better call Saul. Lawyer popping out a fucking trash can in a Hilton foyer. The shit's like Ripley's, believe it or not. I got a solid fucking head plug on lock, yo.
No more bodies. I have all the parts I need. Where do you get all these bodies? And in such good condition? In heaven's name, man.
Why do we want you to be happy?
Life sucks, and then you die. Life sucks, and then you die. Life sucks, and then you die. It's over in a flash right before your fucking eyes, yo. Life sucks, and then you die. Life sucks, and then you die. Life sucks, and then you die. It's over in a flash right before your fucking eyes, bitch.
Life sucks, and people are shit. My patience running low, so you're asking to get hit. Shred your fucking legs like give a chuck and spades while axe is getting played like Dallas Toller. Wade. Your eardrum slate, degradation high grade. Leave the mic cord free, yo, check it. This beat is getting scary. It injects you with malaria like rats in a maze. Human mass hysteria. You're too removed to see the holes in the plot. It's one large echo chamber, all the doors locked. Your luck ran out fast like walking under ladders during marathon bomb blasts. Repeating click events, flash pass on Comcast. We're obsessed with the gore. We wanted world peace, but we only got war. The establishment profits off the sick and the dying. Every single politician is a fucking bastard lying.
I can smell blood in the water now. You can sense the sharks getting anxious.
DJ King Flo. They all see
prey here in large amounts. And even though the sharks looking dangerous.
Mixtape.
Hearts be pacing, racing. Ain't a fucking thing that you can do to escape it. When it comes to predators, I'm proving the apex. And everything is edible, it's true, cause I hate it. So effortless is weightless. Still I push the bars like a weightlift. You might go hard, but I do it not the storm. So I hit them in the head like caveman. Rhyme scheme, I don't even gotta change it to feel it. Well, I guess it's really the Matrix. I'm King Kong, a gorilla going ape shit. That's why I never care about them feelings that you came with.
You start to feel a chill when you sense the mind watching over you. And you think it's safe till your blood runs cold. You know it ain't true. Paranoid till you hear a noise and see a shadow move. That's when they came for you.
It's the predators.
An elephant, see the chaos catalyst. Hear a boom in the room with your elephants. Ill mind, but we lacking in etiquette. Delicate kinds consumed by the predators. Yes. Time is petty, the calm is Eddie and Sebi. Rose on grassy nose, get your head hit. M. Dot mark the spot of these headshots, turn vesty, messy. Fucking dress got best, now put your tiptoes atop the apex. They say rats, no meat eater, they flesh safe. Yes, only from the fame, not the talent in the shark tank. I think I'm game for the challenge, ready and go silent. Say more when you say less. Features I eat, different pieces, made a rest. Anxious for acres where animals roam. Digress by the nest as the cuckoo's flown.
You start to feel a chill when you sense the mind watching over you. And you think it's safe till your blood runs cold. You know it ain't true.
DJ King Flo.
I should have died 1,000 times.
Mixtape addict.
I could have died 1,000 times. I almost died 1,000 times, but I survived 1,000 times. So rest in peace to the old me, the old me. Rest in peace to the old me, the old me. Rest in peace to to the old me, the old me. Rest in peace to the old me, the old me. Rest in peace to the old me. A wild boy under dire circumstances, but God blessed me with a thousand second chances. A lot of close calls and too many fouls. A lot of pain calls and too many brawls. I made my mind up and changed for the better. So I maneuver slightly different out there getting the cheddar. A bread getter known for grinding while they beefing and whining. I was taught no matter how tall the mountain to keep climbing. Perfect timing, how I dodge death just for a breath. Watch how I step, the change up gon' come at you quick. See, I ain't tripping on opinions of others. I need my smothers. Long as my brother straight, keep the cake among us. No wonder why my mama was praying for me them late nights. She told me I was floating with death, playing with life. Now I might not understand that completely, but I know them gunshots wasn't there. It's all the BBs. I should have died a thousand times. I could have died a thousand times. I almost died a thousand times. But I survived a thousand times.
Yeah, I'm gone. When I wanna get high, then I go boom. Motherfucker coming out of that cocoon.
DJ King Flow.
Five water, talk like a laundromat. No quarter, suffering succotash. I slaughter. Listen up to the wolf. You honor. Wait a minute, you ain't never been here. Huh? You there with the blonde hair? Baby looking too fire. Had to get a towel too dry. Oh, do damn. She dripping. Fashion like all the way tripping. Peanut butter skin tall like a vixen. Gucci bag, all of the fixings. To be so obvious winning, I'ma have to go talk to these women. If she keeps gawking and grinning, I'ma give her that like a chicken. Ooh, fill in the blanks. I'm a gorilla for rhythm, a gang. I'ma go hard, pull out a card, buy the whole bar and go fill up the tank. Ugh, touche. Bossed up like a big briefcase. Stick to pays, get money the quick way. Been paid, get that whip today. Out of that parking lot, but the stick is still on the window. 3-6, I bump a lot, posted up like high ball play. Catfish Billy's on Broadway with a tall, thick one, yeah, all day. On these 808s like a crawl space. In the attic, daddy, so spark the fatty. Me and Buck smocked up the hallway.
I just put the barrel to the beat, then squeeze. Too hot to freeze, catching up on my sleep. Counting me out, but I'm like, bitch, please. Ain't no cure for me, I'm a fucking disease.
DJ Hope King my nostrils, Flo.
Selling dope to a bunch of imposters. Got a Glock like P&B Rock. Should've had while I'm sitting here eating at Roscoe. Fuck
mix
that, why am
addict.
I so hostile? I've been looking at all these imposters. Got this little bitty knife that I had at the Vibe Awards, cutting out niggas' tonsils. Should've died, but I kept on breathing. I'm back like BMF second season. All I really just need is a reason to leave a nigga bleeding this evening. Bad bitch, but she come with a body count. Can't pay for it though, not that amount. What is that about? I was going in raw till she put out a paw, so I put up my dick, didn't run her out. I'm a slum American, got him filling up needles with the heroin. And I'm riding with a brick in a Taiwan, watching the wire coming back from Maryland. Court dates, and they coming up soon. I'm eating these shrooms, my lawyer's on Zoom. I'll be back in 48 hours, but y'all can't put me in that cold ass room. Still sick like a COVID patient. Got a stick and I'm on probation. Put a pitchfork in a bitch face like I'm Larry Hoover. For the whole folk nation, let's go.
I won't give up, homie, never. I was born to give them hell. Give them hell. I was born to give them hell.
Mafia,
DJ Powell.
Fuck around and find out. Find out.
Y'all already know what it is, nigga.
DJ King Flow. Bitch.
You fuck around and find out. Fuck it with me. Cause I'm the same nigga that was turned into a team. I've been tearing up clubs since you niggas was three. You fuck around and find out, fuck it with me. Fuck around and get your face shot the fuck off. Come through in broad day with that saw the fuck off. Had to stand on business, had to knock his ass off. Tried to fry the other one, but he took the fuck off. Niggas just be buffing, they ain't really about that. They love to send niggas out, that's why I highly doubt that. Talk my shit and pop it, I'm really like that. Cause I'm my own fucking boss and they don't really like that. But they don't do nothing but talk shit, see me and wait. Cause niggas ain't no damn fool, niggas know I'm paid. And niggas know if they play with me, they ass gon' get placed. Down there in that dirt, where they ass gon' lay. Sticking to the strip, cause I don't fuck with certain niggas. Cause how I feel today, I might just hurt me a nigga. I stand on what I believe, I might just murk me a nigga. Go berserk on a nigga, yeah, black hurts me a nigga. You fuck around and find out, fuck it with me. Cause I'm the same nigga that was turned into a team. I've been tearing up clubs since your niggas was three. You fuck around.
DJ King Flow, what up? Mixtape Addicts.
And I brought you all my dreams.
Mixtape Addicts.
Since the day I stepped out the womb, grandmoms told me mom wants to see the best of you. I ain't trying to be stressing you, but all these things circle back. Not believing in the man is something that's a curse of rap. They laughed and they poke, but I dream much greater. It all started with the freestyle, two tables and a fader. Listen, I'm something else. I pray for friends with nothing else. Show up at a sneaker store, buy Jordans, dump their wealth. Dream of a life with trending on Twitter, doesn't matter. I was told to toe with a bully, and I wasn't rattled. Maintained my position, didn't flinch for no shit. This emotion picture, and I sent in my whole script. You can say I boasted, you can say I'm cocky, but when I look in the mirror, listen, I say that I'm Rocky. Punching in that meat locker, running up the stairs. They say something was beautiful till something interferes. I'm just pouring out my soul as if I'm holding back my tears. They won't feel me though, till the day they're pouring out their fears. I'm just sorting out my fears, and should I be scared at all? Venting to my therapist, she shouldn't have to bear it all. I question like, do these friends even care at all? I got the diligence, know-how, and the wherewithal to know we just lemons walking towards a play. Don't mind me, I'm just hurting, and I'm caught up in my pain. They say it's hottest in the rain, but I got my jacket on. When I first started, they said I wouldn't be lasting long. Those with guilt are the first ones to cast a stone. It's like loyalty's dead, and I'm just the last to know. It's funny, success comes and everybody has to roll. But they were there when tank was empty, gas on low. Picture that, when you fall down, they're switching back. This ain't a fantasy, this my life, this is facts. I dream for the days that I see my older daughter more. Baby mom cynical, then only wants to start a war. I dream of a day where stress doesn't bear down. And if I'll be satisfied with less than a be around. I'm here now, I guess that's all that matters. The microphone's my church and I'm confessing all my habits. I dream for the solace to fight another day. Baby mom thinks my wallet's just a lifetime of pay. I've been down this road, it looks familiar. Came across a snake that told me he's a healer. I didn't believe it, so I went down the spiral too. Lend me your time and your ear, can I confide in you? I've been down this road, I didn't sure know it. Came across a wise man, calm and stoic. I didn't believe it, so I went down the spiral too. Lend me your time and your ear, can I confide in you?
DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
And we're here. Welcome to the Mixtape Addict Radio Show. We connecting the dots from France to the US. Once again, I'm your host, King Flo. And today, my special guest is none other than Riggs in the building. How are you, man?
Cool, man. How you feeling?
Feeling good, man. You know, just came back from the beach, back in the studio. We're here, you know, doing this interview with you. So everything good, bro.
Okay.
Yes, sir. You know the tradition in the Mixtape Addict Show, man. I have to ask you, you know, it's about DJs, about the mixtape culture. So who is your all-time favorite DJ, man?
Damn.
Or you can give me a top three if you prefer.
Damn, yo. That's a rough one, yo.
Mm-hmm.
I would say a lot of it would be based off my relationship and how he embraced my city and my team and myself, and also what I seen him do live. I would say DJ K Slay, mm-hmm. New York City.
Yes, sir.
I would say that.
Rest in peace. Yeah, rest in peace to the OG, man. You know, he embraced different elements of hip-hop culture. You know, the graffiti heads know him, too, for the work he did on the streets, on the trains and all that. And, yeah, man, we miss him. The mixtapes they used to do were fucking fire, bro. You know? And for those that, you know, maybe are listening to the show and don't know about DJ K Slay, sadly, you know, why are you saying that he's your favorite?
Oh, man. His impact to the culture, for one, and he get busy. Like, if you go look at the footage of him tearing up the tables, he get busy. But his love for the culture, like, he pushed his joint forward, and he never abandoned what he believed in. That alone is, like, a different level to me, because you could love doing something, and then eventually, you you know, the money start changing you, opportunities start changing you. He stayed true to the essence of this shit. So that's why I really respect him.
Yep. You're definitely right, man. And he stayed true until the end. He never changed. He was always there to push hardest. You know, it don't matter how big the name is. It's going to invite you to his radio show, on his mixtapes. He's going to invite you for the freestyles they used to do. You know, I miss that too, man. The fucking crazy freestyle with 100 rappers, 200 rappers, you know.
No doubt.
Man, there was only one guy that could pull this one off, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. And I have another mixtape question for you. I think I know the answer, but I'm still going to ask it to you, man. Do you miss the mixtape format?
Hell yeah. That was the most raw time. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, with a lot of artists past the present, well, mainly in the past, because they don't do it as much now. That used to be some of their best work. And you would get to their album and be like, yeah, this shit crazy, but you still drifting back to the mixtape. Because I believe personally, it's like when you don't have any threshold to deal with, it'll be like, yeah, I don't have to do this or do that. And you just show up and do you. So that's some of the best shit usually.
Mm-hmm. That was the best exercise, the best practice for MCs, you know, get on the mixtape and kill somebody else's instrumentals better than the original, you know?
Hell yeah.
Do you have like a favorite mixtape that you remember from back in the days?
Man, it was a couple. I was in I love the Clue era, the Who Kid era. I love a lot of eras of mixtapes. Damn, I don't think I could pick one. It's too many. I was a huge Nas Lox fan growing up. So, like, anything they was on, I was on it. Street Sweepers, of course, all them shits.
Yep, the Big Mike mixtapes with the Lox.
Hell yeah. Big Mike, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm trying to get him on the show, man. He better be here soon.
So no doubt.
Talk about this mixtape shit, man. I remember one tape. It's funny you mentioned K-Slate, because my favorite mixtapes of all time is the one that K-Slate did with DJ Green Lantern. I think it was called New York State of Mind, something like that. That's the first time I heard about Graf. I remember he had some Papoose joints, of course, you know. Classic shit, man. And, you know, the era has changed, you know, nowadays with the Spotify playlist and all that. But we've seen the return of real hip-hop, real rap. We've seen the return of vinyls, too, thanks to hip-hop culture. Do you think mixtape are going to come back in a different format, more modern format, maybe?
Yeah, I think, man, to be completely honest, I think that a lot of shit that's coming out right now that people are saying albums, some of this shit is like a mixtape format. Like, if you really break down what an album used to be or what it, I ain't gonna say what it should be because things change, but it's closer to mixtape form when you think about it. And I think that's why people gravitate to it more.
Yep. I think you're right, man, because I think artists forgot how to do albums. Nowadays, what they call an album is more like a mixtape or compilation. They just put all the hot shit, put it into one project and drop it. Back then, you know, it was a different type of pattern when you're building an album. You know, you kind of want to make it sound like a movie, you know? A bit like a movie with a dope intro, a storyline, you know, that goes from, you know, the beginning, that take you into different scenes, different stories about the artist, and end up good, you know, like a good movie, man. Do you think it's something that people forgot, you know, the heart of doing albums?
I don't know if they forgot. I just think they don't care no more. Some people don't care, you know what I'm saying? And it sucks, but it is what it is. That's why the few people that do care about it, they tend to pierce through the clouds a little more, you know what I mean?
Yep.
That's what it is.
That's what make the artist different. And you've mastered that with your projects, you know, with the I Got Samples series. Like, what was the process behind that? Like, what made you want to start that series? And you just dropped another one, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, for sure. Just dropped one on February 6th. It's a It's a nice one, man. If you ain't checked that out, check it out. But the series honestly came from like a street slogan around my hood. That was a saying that we used to say a lot when we was outside. And then I'm like, yo, it translated to music. Because at the end of the day, like, whether you illegal, like, you gotta let somebody try your product to see if they gonna fuck with you or not. Know what I mean? I'm like, yo, that translate directly to music. Know what I mean? Give somebody a joint, let them bang it, let them hear it. If your shit is like that, they gonna fuck with it. If not, they gonna move on to the next. And I'm like, yo, it's a direct parallel, so I'm gonna run with it.
Yep. And do you think authenticity has came back in the game? Because, you know, like, back like 10 years from now, you know, people were not really caring too much about the culture. You're just trying to get a quick bag. But I think now, you know, with the crazy times that we live in, people are going back to authentic music. They want to hear stories. They want to hear what's in your heart. You know, do you think people are coming back to that?
I would say that's rough. I'll say yes and no, because it kind of depends where you're looking. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to be the demographic that enjoy what I would say is a bunch of bullshit. Know what I mean? And I get it, like, everything ain't for everybody, but it's always going to be a side that enjoy what they enjoy, where it's more shallow, and then it's always the side, like, they want to hear you talking about something. They want to know who you is or what you about. But I do agree with you in a sense where it does seem like it's coming back a little bit, because especially with the internet, it's just so much scripted fake shit. Know what I'm saying? It's refreshing to see something that's pure, honest, vulnerable, direct, forward, all that shit. It counts a little more now than it did before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think people want to hear the balls. They want to hear the skills. You know, they don't want to hear the catchy hooks no more.
Thank God.
No, yeah, man. How do you handle that? You know, because in 2026, you know, it's hard to be an artist because you have to handle the mental pressure of dropping projects back to back, always be on social media, you know, never take a break. Like, how do you handle that as an artist?
Yeah, you gotta grow. Nah, I mean, it's how could I say this? It's the difference between doing the shit that you want to do and then doing the things that you have to do. So I just look at it like, all right, I prefer just to do the craftsmanship side. I'm just doing what I love, making the music I want to put out. But at the end of the day, it's a business component to this shit. It's a visibility component to this shit. So in my head, I just tell myself, yo, if I feel like I love doing the other side, I got to get to the point where I put enough reps in doing the social media shit where I'm good with doing this side. Because otherwise, it'll stunt the growth of people hearing my music or seeing the music. So I just, you know, just keep putting my reps in until I get accustomed to it. Can't complain and be like, yo, I hate this shit, I don't want to do it. Then I'm going to lose. You know what I mean? So it is what it is.
Yep. You got to adapt your strategy to those modern times, man.
Yeah, for sure, yo.
Yeah, let's talk about producers, man, because you have the right ear for beats, which is an important thing for an MC. You know, you can be the best MC in the world, but if you don't know how to pick your beats, it's a different story, man. You know, and you work with legends, man, like DJ Muggs, also V-Dom, Future Wave, you know, just to name a few. Like, what do you look for when you searching for beats? Like, what type of ambience is inspiring you?
I say a feeling. It just gotta invoke a feeling, number one. And then two, like, I mix a lot of my shit, so like the sonics mean a lot to me. Like, I need everything to hit how it's supposed to hit. Now, I like certain shit when it's mixed dirty and it give it a particular feeling, but I just don't like a scattered sound where everything's all over the fucking place, because that affect how I'm gonna be able to do what I want to do to it. So yeah, just really them two things, like the feeling of it and then how the beat is fully put and blended together. Them two things mean a lot to me.
Mm-hmm. So you mix and master your whole music?
Yeah, I mix all of my shit. Mastering, I flirt with it, like if it's a freestyle here and there, but I usually send the mastering off to somebody.
Dope. So yeah, you a hard worker for real, man, because you know that's one point that most artists are lacking. You know, like, they don't know how to record themselves, they don't know how to mix their own vocals, so they're losing big time with that, you know. Like, yeah, what made you want to mix your own music? Like, when was the day you said, fuck it, man, I'm gonna do my own thing on that so we don't lose time?
That was it. You just said it. Word. So I don't lose no time. And I don't want to, I got to the point, I ain't really want to wait on nobody or depend on nobody. Because in my head, like when you pursuing this, the more things that you could do for yourself and you could do it in a time span where it's like, yo, we cranking this shit out, we putting this shit out, you got a better chance of winning. I don't like calling and saying, yo, or hearing, yo, I can't get you in for another week, 2 days, only got 2 hours. I ain't got time for that. Like, I really love my shit. So I just sat down, bought everything I needed to book, Bry and all that, and I put them reps in, put that time in.
Yeah, yeah. But you got to have the right mindset, the right mentality, you know, to do that. Because there's a lot of lazy people in there, man. They don't have the time or the strength to learn how to mix and master, buy the material. You know what I mean? You got to have that entrepreneur mindset too.
That's true. That's, I be looking at it like, man, you either with it or you not, or you going to make an excuse and be like, man, that's too hard. If it's too hard, then you don't really want the goal you saying you want. Know what I mean? Yep. You just being soft. That's just how I see it.
Mm-hmm. That means they're not cut from the same cloth, man.
For sure. I agree, yo.
Yeah. That's a transition to talk about your group, my man. Let's talk about the cloth, man. Like, what made you guys want to start that group? And also, my question for you is, when can we expect, like, a whole group project, kind of like some Wu-Tang shit?
Shit, we formed in 2012 in Rochester. It was a lot going on. A lot of people was forming teams. A lot of people was dropping shit. And, you know, we was like we all was individual black sheep. Know what I mean? But we all knew each other. Now, some of us is blood related, some of us is not, but we all was familiar with each other. So Illinois ended up coming with the idea. He was like, yo, let's form Voltron. We already doing mad shit with each other. Let's lock in and make this shit official and take over. So at that point, we did. We start going crazy. Now, I mean, far as a collective joint, I don't know just yet, because I just had to come off my hiatus. I mean, I had a little voice situation where I couldn't rhyme and shit. So my focus right now is to get all the attention back over here, put the flag back in the air. And then when the buzz is at its highest, then the bomb gonna drop.
Yeah. Well, we'll be here to spin the records, because I definitely want to hear that. You know, I've been spinning some of Mooch's music too. I like what he's doing. He's dope too, so I can't wait to hear like a group joint from you guys for sure. You know, you got the email now, so send them bangers in France, man, so I can spread the word, you know.
hell yeah, yo.
Yeah, man. And talking about Europe and all that, like, are you aware of the European hip-hop scene? Like, do you work sometimes with European producers or artists?
Yeah, hell yeah, all the time. I mean, a lot of people reach out and we get active. I'm planning to get out there this year for tour. Nice. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Because, like, y'all dynamic out there, like, y'all, it seemed like y'all are more purist than here. Here in the States, it get more, like, there's purists here, but it get more trend-based. You know what I'm saying? Like, who getting talked about the most, who buzzing the most, which is understandable. That's how shit work. But, like, out there, it seemed like it's a lot of, man, I like what I like, and I don't give a fuck about none of that other shit. Know what I mean? So I want to come out there this year and really bang out on the tour.
Yeah, man. You know, people out there got love for the, like we said before, you know, for authentic music. You know, whether it's France, it's the UK, it's Germany, Switzerland, that's those countries where you see the OGs perform and do sold out shows, you know. Like, I always tell this thing, like when I talk to Master Ace and Marco Polo, he told me, well, kind of like the same thing you said, you know, like in the U.S., sometimes he can rap in front of 30 people, and when he goes to Europe, it's fucking crazy crowd, bro, and sold out shows. So, man, it's crazy, you know, but we're waiting for you. You know, we'll be there to support, you know, and the people definitely want to see Riggs rocking the stage out there.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. And breaking the boundaries of languages too, which is crazy, you know, because some people, they might not speak English like that, but they're just going to get the feeling, their energy, the vibe that's coming from your music, you know?
For sure.
That's the power of music when you think about it. And you as an artist, you know, you're still a young man, but like, what do you want to be remembered for?
Damn, that's a good question. I don't know. That's something I never thought about. Really, like when I approach music, I just want to be honest as possible. You know what I mean? And lay it all out. You know what I mean? If I'm feeling fucked up about something, I want to lay it out, because at the end of the day, if I do that, somebody else going through it, it might hold their hand, walk them through something. If I'm feeling aggressive, I'm gonna put that out. If I'm feeling the jewel in my head need to be said, I'm gonna throw that out. I don't know. I've never really thought about being remembered, what I want to be remembered for. I guess I won't know till it's over.
Yep. You're right. And that might be a good subject to write about, you know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And do you have get writer's block? Or do you just have inspiration all the time?
Nah, I don't get writer's block. Only time, like, the closest thing I get to that is if I'm really trying to kill something a particular way and it ain't coming out how I wanted to come out, then I'd be like, let me reapproach this. Might get stuck for a little bit. But besides that, nah. The only writer's block that happened is when I raise my standards so high, and if I don't meet it, I'm like, nah, fuck that. I need something better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got to stay instinctive. You know, I think if you spend too much time thinking about it, then it's not the right way, you know?
True indeed.
Oh, yeah, true, man. Indeed. And like we said, you know, you work with a lot of dope producers, you know, some legendary ones like DJ Muggs, for example. And like, if there was one producer in particular that you'd like to work with in 2026 or beyond, you know, who would that be?
That I haven't worked with?
Mm-hmm.
I say Alchemist.
I knew you was going to say that.
And who else would I say? I say Apollo Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And let me throw something different in there. I say something wild, like fucking something wild, like RZA. Fuck it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Have you heard the new joint from Us Kingpin that he produced?
I seen the single. The single you talking about?
It's called Reza Fangs.
Yeah, I caught that. Man, shout out to Hush.
That could be dope, you know, mixing your vibe with Reza's vibes. We want to hear beats from Reza like that all the time, you know?
No doubt.
And one producer that would be dope with your voice, with your storytelling style, you know, could be Evidence. I heard the projects he did with Crime Apple. That could be some shit you could rock. You know, some movie ambience type shit.
Damn, I forgot about Evidence. Yeah, I need to revisit that. That's a good one right there.
Yeah. He is a great MC, of course, you know, legendary with Dilated People. But he's a dope producer too. People forget about that, man. And what has been like the biggest challenge in your career so far, bro?
Biggest challenge?
Mm-hmm. Like the biggest obstacle.
I don't think there is one. You know what I'm saying? I can't really think of one, because when I be looking at challenges, I just look at them as a means to extract some information. If I hit a roadblock, it's because it's something I'm not doing or something I'm doing too much of, and I got to figure it out to get past it. So I don't really think it's no big-ass challenge. You learn, you grow. Another wall come, you jump over that or break that shit down. One of the two.
Mm-hmm. That's the right mindset right there, man. See, that's the same mindset that makes you mix and master your own music. Get the motivation from there. What do you think you learned that? Is it from your entourage? Is it from your family?
What, having that mentality?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I don't know. I don't know. That's a good ass question. I probably had a lot of it since I was young. And this environment kind of make you want to have it. It's like this environment going to break you, or it's going to make you pull out something you ain't know you had in you. But I think it was like a seed that was always there. And I do agree it got watered by certain things I've seen, certain people that was like dominant, inspiring, shit like that. I could see both of those.
Yeah, man. And, you know, I hope the young MCs are listening.
Oh, hold up. Right, hold up. My bad. I'm violating my motherfucking mom. My mom like that. She like a warrior in a sense. Like, I don't think I've never seen nothing break her ever. Like, she always on some, man, fuck all that. We going to figure it out. So, yeah, I got to put her in that fold for sure.
Yeah, shout out to moms.
No doubt. Shout out to mom, dudes.
Yeah, she's a real one, you know, for telling you that. It's important, you know, when you raise a child. You know, got to be like that. Got to have that mentality. You can't have nobody break you, no obstacles. Just keep going and go hard. And look how well what you're doing now, bro. You know, making some legendary moves. Yeah. Impacting people from all over the globe with your music.
No doubt, yeah.
Yeah, man. And do you have any words of advice for the young upcoming MCs that are maybe listening to us right now?
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Just be honest. Be you. There ain't no other yous. You came here to hold up the space that you held up. Ain't nobody gonna do it the way you do it. Ain't nobody gonna say the shit how you gonna say it. Ain't nobody gonna inspire the people that you was meant to inspire. So don't copy. Don't follow. You could look at other people and look at their blueprint to understand strategies and shit like that. But just be you, man. And if it don't catch fire, who give a fuck? Keep going till it do. You know what I mean? That's what I would say.
Yep. I agree with you 100%, man. You know, fuck the views, fuck the numbers. If you just feel like dropping your music, believe in yourself, just do it. You know, follow your instinct. I know it's not easy, you know, it's not easy for people sometimes that don't have enough confidence, you know, to believe in themselves, believe in their music. But I think you're right, man. I think you're right. So everybody that's listening, make sure you follow those words of advice from Riggs, you know. Still a young man, but it's got a lot of knowledge for you, you know. man. And you just dropped your project, I Got Samples, you know, Volume 3, if I'm not mistaken. What can we expect from you in the rest of 2026 and beyond?
Man, a whole lot of work. I'm hungry. I'm starving. I had to take a hiatus I didn't want to take, so I got a lot to say. I got a lot that's going to be executed. Don't got too many announcements because, you know, I got to keep everybody off balance. I'd rather just jump on the scene and explode, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, we know you're a hard worker, so I bet some good music is on the way. I know you want to tell too much. I understand that. But sometimes when you tell too much, the shit just don't happen. So I get it.
True. That too. That too, yo.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, make sure you send those records my way so I can spread the word. You know, the show is syndicated on, you know, 35 countries, some shit like that. FM stations too. So, you know, we'll rock some rigs, let the people know about the... about your movement, about your group, about everything you're doing, bro.
I appreciate that. Definitely will.
Yeah, bro. Do you have any last words, man, for your fans across the globe?
Shit, man. Shout out to y'all. Thank you for taking out any time to listen to me, man, to hear what I got to say, to check the flow out, man, to see where I'm coming from. That shit mean a lot. Because without y'all, wouldn't be no me. I'd still be doing this as a hobby. Know what I mean? Just getting my feelings off, getting my thoughts off and shit. So, shout out to y'all.
Yes, sir. Shout out to everybody that's, you know, supporting the movement, you know, going to the shows, buying the merch, showing love to the artists, streaming the music, everybody that plays a role in there, even a small role, you know, we appreciate you guys for real. Yeah, man. Well, thanks for your time, my G. That was a pleasure to have you on the Mixtape Addict Show. And, you know, whenever you come to Europe, you come to France or whatever, you know, give me a call. I'll be there, my G.
Hell yeah, man. Thanks for having me too, yo.
You already know, man. I had to have you. You know, I only have the real spitters on the show. I have to have you, man.
No doubt, man. Appreciate it.
Take care, my G. Peace.
All right. Salute, yo. Peace.
Salute, bro.